96-year-old Norman Dixon from Bangor completed his training at Ballykinler before serving with the Royal Engineers during World War II. Earlier this year, he's been awarded the Legion of Honour Medal for his participation in the D-Day landings when he sailed to Gold Beach in Normandy on boat number 51 laden with shells. But something has been missing from Norman's life. WO2 McRae of 591 Field Squadron explains.
We were on the Armed Forces Day and I was speaking to Norman's daughter, Carol, and she mentioned about her father serving in D-Day, and he was a Royal Engineer, sapper in the Royal Engineers, and she said to me that he lost his cap badge in Barry a number of years ago. Was there any way we could get him one? And I just thought about it and I says, if we'll do better than that, we'll present it to him on the day in Bangor. So he's come in and he's told me that he was on the D-Day landings. He landed in Gold Beach and he was in charge of all the ammunition, the shells. He told his experiences and his colleagues and serving soldiers with him, and he watched Anne all of it. It was very emotional and an experience for me to listen to. But he always said that he was never afraid. He'd done his job and he got on with it, as a normal sapper would do, he says. To bring him in a day, he's joined himself there. We presented him with the cap badge and Barry, and he's looking now for officers to go around and try and get him to salute him, you know, so he can salute back, because he's practicing saluting at the moment. Real character, 96 years of age. Brilliant to have him in, and it's good morale for everybody else here seeing him.
Norman not only holds the Légion d'honneur, but also the War Medal, the France and Germany Star, and the 1939-45 Star. But his new cap and badge takes pride of place today. I asked his daughter, Carl Davison, just what it means to him.
Well, he's always wanted a replacement cap badge and a cap for the Royal Engineers because he had lost his years ago. So this was all organised for today for him, so he's delighted with it. He has a lot of memories of during the war about his mates and all and what has happened to them. And it's just something to keep the memory of his uniform and the times he had, bad times and good times.
As you were growing up, I'm sure lots of stories of what he experienced over there.
Funny enough, now when we were younger, it was more the fun times that had happened, you know, the camaraderie with his mates. It's only in this past few years that he's got older that he has been telling us more about the bad things that has happened.
At 96, Norman is almost as sprightly as that young man who landed on Gold Beach on the 6th of June 1944. I asked him how it felt to be back in the Engineers.
Great. We're all a gang, you know. Whenever I joined up last mate, did a new one in the boat. So I do, you know, a bit of the boat. You and the men were looking for, and that's how I ended up in the Royal Engineers.
Your Barry had gone missing. It's been presented to you today. How do you feel now?
Feel great and free.
D-Day itself, tell us what you remember about that.
Some poor boys, the young fellas, went down. Some of the boats just blew up. Never worried. You wouldn't have a hit, you'd have a hit. It's the way of the life.
You just had to go on. Well, you've come full circle, and it's lovely that you're here today on the family's day. And you're still looking a date?
Yes, I'm still looking a date. If any young lady's looking, I'm here. Be free tonight.
Well, I better get out of the way of the rush.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio BFBS on a bit of a promise in Bangor.